This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Just before the opening of the Olympic Games, Tokyo has hit another six-month high in new coronavirus cases. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The 1,979 new cases are the highest since 2044 were recorded on January the 15th. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and the International Olympic Committee have been determined to hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. Suga placed Tokyo under a state of emergency on the 12th of July, but daily cases have sharply risen. Spectators are banned from all Olympic venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites. I'm Zaria Shackley.
On the eve of the Tokyo Olympics, organizers fired the director of the opening ceremony over a joke he made about the Holocaust. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The joke was made by Kentaro Kobayashi in the 1990s, but resurfaced in local media. Tokyo 2020 chief Seiko Hashimoto apologized on Thursday for causing any trouble and worry after Kobayashi got the boot. Hours earlier, local news outlets also reported that former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a staunch advocate for the Tokyo Games, would not show up at the showpiece event. Earlier this week, a well-known musician who goes by the stage name Cornelius was also forced to step down as composer of the event.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. Lawmakers cited the urgency of protecting those on-the-ground allies from the Taliban retaliation as the U.S. military withdrawal ends its final weeks. This is VOA News. China has rejected a World Health Organization plan for a second phase of investigations into the origin of the coronavirus. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, Vice Minister of the National Health Commission, Zhang Yisheng, told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details.
Because in this plan, the hypothesis of China violation of laboratory procedures causing virus leakage is one of the research priorities. In this aspect, I feel the plan disregards common sense and defies science.
The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. President Biden's top medical advisor is setting the record straight after his boss went too far Wednesday night in praising COVID-19 vaccines. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a CNN town hall, the president said, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." He added, "If you were vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be in the IC unit, and you're not going to die." In reality,
no vaccine is 100% effective.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are breakthrough infections. As of 10 days ago, the government counted roughly 5,500 vaccinated people who tested positive for COVID-19 and were hospitalized or died. It's a tiny fraction of more than 159 million fully vaccinated. Fauci says the vaccines are doing their job.
The effectiveness against severe disease is still substantial.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits increased last week. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
After falling to the lowest point since the start of the pandemic, the Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims increased to 419,000 last week, up from 368,000 the week before. That's the most first-time applications in 2 months. The increase comes at a time when the job market appears to be rebounding, thanks to a reopened economy. However, analysts are concerned about the potential economic impact of the increase in confirmed viral infections as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Visit VOAnews.com for more reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.